up? FBIL Radio. Mr. White. Big City. Malice Factor. We threw the fucking intro out the window. Said fuck it. Had enough of that piece of shit. 20 minutes long. Other thing that sucks now is we gotta come up with like that much more content.
We didn't take that into account when we scrapped it. Dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So we fucking tossed it out. Big City's coming up with a new badass intro that'll be significantly shorter.
Like 35 seconds.
No, not that short.
Damn.
I mean, how long do you think it's going to be, Big City?
One.
One?
Is that second, minute, or hour?
1 second.
Sweet.
What?
It's going to be like...
Dude, can you give us a preview of that? Or?
Yeah, I just did.
Sure. It's gonna go something like this song. It's gonna be like, we're a family radio show.
It'll be like that episode of Family Guy where Peter's like, I'll now say all 50 states in 1 second so fast. No, he's just like, ah, there I did.
That's great.
It's done.
Yeah, so we decided to, I guess, kick it up a notch and play a whole asshole of pirated rock.
Yeah, is it really pirated, though?
Well, it's not pirated, but we should be paying licensing fees to be playing this shit.
It's just in the background, man.
Yeah,
it's like
it doesn't matter.
Expression.
Dude, we gotta pay, like, 14 cents to, like, play this or something. It's fucking stupid.
Who are we paying?
What if the song's really old?
It doesn't matter. Somebody owns it. Somebody owns everything, you know?
Somebody even owns your cock.
Nobody owns the ocean.
Yeah.
No, it depends.
Up until
on
what, 15 miles out?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
But from 15 miles in, those countries own it.
No, but the water.
So do they own like the water and the fishes and everything else? And
I just
sand.
Think they have jurisdiction, man. Diction. Jurisdiction.
Diction.
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 Yeah, speaking of pirates, did they ever catch those like Ethiopian pirates or Somalian pirates that were just raiding cruise ships?
Oh, I saw that.
Coast of Africa all those months ago?
That's awesome.
I think there was like a Navy destroyer, a U.S. Navy destroyer or something that finally caught up with them and started strafing the fucking pirate fleet from
a
distance.
That's fucking sweet.
Like modern day sea battle.
That's awesome. I wish I was there for that.
I wish someone would put that on YouTube.
Shit.
It would be cool if the Coast Guard just like pulled up next to the ship and said, put your hands up, and then just started strafing it for no reason. 40 caliber machine guns, you know what I'm saying?
We know a dude that's on a fucking Coast Guard ship down in Guam.
Damn. That's like the fucking ass end of the universe. Guam?
Yeah, he's like got a 3-year rotation down there or something.
That sucks.
He pulled like 2 years in fucking Alaska.
Yeah, they're putting him through the paces, huh?
Yeah.
He's gonna be like officer material.
Yeah. Oh, that shit. The shit was funny. When he fucking graduated from the academy, they give you your assignments, and the two dudes next to him, he said, were like these fuck-offs. And they got Hawaii. So he's like, I'm fucking shoot in for Hawaii. You know, and it's Mick. These two fuck-offs got it. And he busted his ass. So the fucking dude is like, hey, Smith. He's like, yes, sir, you know, or whatever. He's like, you got a wife? Like, no, sir. You got a girlfriend? No, sir. You like women? Yes, sir. Today's your lucky day. Alaska, 2 years. You're fucked. But it's like the most prestigious tour you could do in the Coast Guard. It's like, you know, those guys ain't gonna learn dick in Hawaii and never go anywhere, but you go to Alaska and you bust your ass for 2 years and it looks fucking damn good, you know? So,
right. You can get like an Arctic engineering degree afterwards.
I got another boy that's doing that.
Yeah, we talked about that last
Sick
time.
Sick fucks I hang out with.
Yeah, we do know a lot of fucking weird ass people.
Yeah.
As, you know, the listeners have probably, you know, figured that out by now. We've got a lot of weird ass things in our lives, like separately, and we know a lot of weird ass people. We're fucking weird dudes ourselves, man.
We are weird dudes. It's all fucking weird.
Okay.
All weirdness. So, we're not gonna talk about, like, what we do anymore, are we?
No, not
like
unless
what you've been up to.
Unless something crops up, if I'm saying, you know what, this is what I've been doing and this is what I'm going to talk about. If you don't like it, I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah. Like, we're not going to go around anymore and ask, like, what have you been doing?
Yeah, because that's lame. We're not going to do that anymore unless we want to.
What do you think about that, Big City? Is the alcohol wearing off over there or something?
Yeah, you need another beer or something?
No,
man.
I'm trying to figure out who sings the song.
Yeah? Why don't you, why don't you blow another line or something over there? Get a little perked up.
Right.
Chop it up with that Prodigal Sorcerer magic card.
Prodigal Sorcerer?
Yeah. So we got some fucking emails this week.
Yeah,
first one.
Apparently we got an email from before that we didn't read.
Hello, I enjoy your show. You guys are insane tech. It's great, not some boring ramblings that drone on and on. Here are my thoughts on Macs. Who gives a fuck if they run better than Windows? There's very little software and even less free software compared to Windows. I like having choices. Though I hate Microsoft, I still use Windows. Have not paid for it since Windows 98, using a modded version called Windows Borg Edition. My thoughts on Linux time-consuming, also software problem as Mac. Probably could use some punctuation in there. The only plus side to Linux is almost all software is free. Yes, I know of Wine, and it does not work all the time. So I simply would go. Oh yeah, did I mention you're all fuck-ups? Keep up the good work, and fuck you, the Remper.
Hey, thanks, Remper, and go fuck you. Yourself. And,
Star Trek sucks.
It's definitely becoming like a... I think I might have unwittingly started like a cult of Mac hate. Are you guys detecting like a common strain
Dude,
in the emails?
I don't understand the whole very little software and even less free software. It's
like
Unix-based, man. All the fucking shit runs on it.
Have you ever tried to play, like, Dawn of War on Unix?
All right. That's a different... we're not talking about gaming rigs.
Have you ever tried playing Command & Conquer Generals?
Without the game disc?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to play Wolfenstein 3D on Unix?
I just brought over my Wolfenstein 3D disc.
Yeah, speaking of software, Mr. White's been donating all his game software to me from several years ago because he has no more use for it because he has, as we all know, moved on to the world of Apple. And,
what the fuck is Borg Edition Windows?
Star Trek.
No, man, it's some Slashdot reference, right?
Some dude sent us an email. I forget who.
Oh, you know, that does sound vaguely familiar.
I've never heard of that, but somebody sent us an email asking us for a fucking Windows 98 CD key. They're like, I know you guys use a bunch of stolen software.
I was talking about the song, not about the board.
Dude.
The thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy, this is like within the last like 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah,
and
sent
you said
us
that
an email.
Our listeners' levels are going down, man. This is like more feedback we got in like a year.
Asking us, like, I know you guys steal all your software. This was somebody else was saying this. That I need a Windows 98 CD key. And here I'm thinking, you know, I don't know who it is, and I'm sorry if I'm about to offend you, but fucking Christ, man. You can't just Google for that shit. It's a Windows 98 CD key. I mean, there's CD keys online everywhere. There's CD keys coming out the internet's ass, okay? Not to mention, just hop on BitTorrent and get a copy of XP or 2000. I mean, 2000, my choice. But what, you know, Windows 98. Holy shit, how are you even listening to this show? We use a fucking dial-up to download it? I mean, fuck, man.
You know, it's funny because...
Maybe he's got an Apple and he doesn't have BitTorrent.
Dude, I've got an Apple and I've got BitTorrent.
Shut up, Mouse Factor. I know where you're going with this.
You know...
Is this Metallica?
Not that I condone.
You're playing Metallica on the show?
It's kind of obligatory to play Metallica on this show.
Yeah, but I thought you said last time you kicked Lars in the face if you knocked on your door.
Dude, fuck Lars, and I'm playing a song because I like it.
I would kick Lars in the face with a song, but anyway, here's the thing. I know these people that all they do is download fucking software all fucking time, okay? I can download.
Like, just for the point of downloading.
Just for the point of downloading. Like, why the fuck do you have, like, this $3,000 video editing software on your PC?
Can't use because you can't even afford the book to learn how to use it.
Yeah, exactly. And I have, like,
I have every version of WinZip from start up till now. All saved and archived.
All release candidates and everything.
I'm like Jason Scott of WinZip. I shall unzip it all.
Speaking of that, fucking Vista's going into release candidate 2. And they said they weren't gonna do a release candidate 2. They're just gonna do one release candidate. So.
Hey, you know what? Fuck Vista.
Hey, fuck Vista, yeah.
Fuck Longhorn.
We're gonna fuck Longhorn.
Longhorn's a very friendly cows, guys.
Yep.
No, seriously, there were two different cows bred together to make a very friendly cow. Ask any of our Texan listeners.
Texan listeners?
No, seriously, dude.
I think we have Texan listeners.
I saw
a
show on Cheeseburgers the other day, and they said this about cows, about Longhorns. So, I'm guessing Vista Longhorn is going to be a very friendly operating system, whatever you want to call it.
There's a very rustic Vista theme horn. To Windows. Have you guys noticed that? I mean...
Yes,
rustic.
Yeah, country. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, nowadays people don't
use
Windows
like that. Well, look at
that
fucking default desktop over there, man. What do you think about when you look at that fucking plane?
Oh, the fucking hill and the clouds and shit.
Yeah, dude. All you need is a fence and, like, some cows in the field.
I think that's, like, the worst default desktop you could have. I mean, their fucking choices for doing shit is off. Like, the green and blue scheme is awful. It's all awful.
I won't lie, I liked this field when I first came out. It was kind of nice.
Alright, we got another email. Just leave it at that. We got another email. It says, hello, F-Bill Radio team. Shut up, Richard. I've just started listening in the last 2 months after I discovered your show when searching for podcasts on Linux. Episode 22 showed up in my search. I laughed hysterically. You guys have great chemistry, and I thought the show was a lot of fun. I noticed that you were saying that you were Linux noobs. I don't know if you want help, but in the spirit of the community, if I can help, please send me an email. What the fuck is going on over there? I am not a Linux expert by any means, and I have been using it for a while and may be able to assist. If you are not interested, then just regard this portion of the email, but I did want to say that I really like your show. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks
for the email, Jeff. We are noobs.
We'll always be noobs because we're aggressively ignorant like that. You see, we have a certain sense of, you know, I don't know, what's the correct word? Laziness?
Yeah.
Where something doesn't work right away and it's kind of like, ah, fuck this. Go back to what we know. We're comfortable within our own boundaries, though, which are admittedly limited and, you know,
is there a woman getting raped over there? What is that?
You know, it's the sounds I was making when I was installing Debian.
I'll tell you after Malice Specter finishes his...
last time when we were doing episode 22, but, you know, I'm going to point out, though, Jeff, it was cool that you put in there, like, what you were looking for, and you found us. Like, that was cool, man. Thank you.
Like, that you searched and you found us and how long ago. And basically that this email had a start, a middle, and an ending.
Right, and it wasn't like fuckface.
With a proper greeting and a... and a proper signature.
Jeff,
I mean, basically, this is like the first piece of stuff that would pass like sixth grade English we've ever fucking received.
Apparently, Jeff, we understand that you have a doctorate's degree, and we're now going to award you the official F. Bill title of best grammar and punctuation in the universe.
Get a round of applause there, right there. Yes. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much. We did receive another email. And this is how it goes. More tech, open source security tools, the AWASP project, $$$ security tools, licensing costs, usability, etc. Try to interview Binary about the CBC, Cambridge Bandwidth Consortium. Binary can be found on the /2600 on FNet. Keep up the good work, and thanks for not being self-aggrandizing pseudo-intellectuals like Emmanuel. Assuming, you know, he's talking about Emmanuel Goldstein at 2600. And, you know, this message, including attachments, is confidential information from blah, 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 Services LTD, the company that Chris works for.
No,
so, the company he works for, blah, blah, blah.
Because he messed up by having that signature.
That's okay, because we're not bad guys. So thanks for the suggestions there, Chris. And
we're not bad guys.
Take you up on that next time, definitely.
Yeah, we'll see if we can maybe talk about this. I do know that been revving the last couple episodes, and coming up has been going over a lot of security tools, so you might want to check them out. BinRevRadio.com. No, BinRev.com. And we are streamed on DDP Hack Radio at DDPHackRadio.com Friday nights.
For the self-aggrandizement for you.
Yes. And I do agree with you sometimes about Emmanuel, but Bernie S. is the fucking man.
Yeah, Bernie OS. I'm going to name OS that. Bernie OS.
We got tons and tons of news. What's smack my bitch up? So, what do you got? You want to do? Here, let's do this right here.
What's that?
Fucking Peter Jackson. Everybody knows who Peter Jackson is, right?
Yeah, who is he?
He's Peter Jackson. He signs an Xbox
weird
deal.
He's a beard, right?
He does. And, like, he's severely skinnier. Mac.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize him at X06.
Dude, this is the Mac remix?
Well, see, this is what I'm, like, there's no point for me to play a sound effect anymore, because there's no dead space. So now my goal is to try to play short clips that play along with the beats of whatever the songs are that we're playing.
Is this whole music thing just, like, ruining your career?
Oh, it's completely fucking me entirely up. I won't lie to you about that. I am, like, way out of my element sort of thing.
Are you, like, really unhappy right now, Mac?
Not unhappy. I just don't... Like, I have to figure out what... There's no dead space for playing, like, a sound effect that's longer than, you know... Shit, goddamn fucking bastards. Like, there's really no spot for that now, you know?
I still think there is. And I think that Mac placement was, like, perfect.
Well, yeah.
That was genius.
Mac's small. But
I mean, that's why you get paid the big bucks, is throwing that little Mac right in there.
Neo-Nazi.
But there's no spot for a long clip that's, you know, 12 seconds long.
There could be a spot for one of those clips.
Right.
Maybe you just haven't discovered one yet.
Right. I know. I'm relearning everything that I've previously
did. Right. You
did.
Have to unlearn what you have learned.
I just don't want you to be unhappy.
Like, this is too long, really, of screaming.
It's okay, though.
I have to do this, though.
Because sometimes you need a break. If you just throw it in there so we stop talking for a second, it's cool, man.
Right, but there's never a dead sound. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously, you know, we don't talk in between shows. We figure everything out while recording one.
Right. Now, you know...
Right!
About Peter Jackson...
He's the guy who made the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah, he made some other horror movies too that nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah, and King Kong, which nobody really gives a fuck about.
The only way, that piece of shit.
The only way you can get through King Kong, honestly, is if you got a fucking, like, a bong and a six-pack and a bag of Cheetos and nowhere to go for, like, 4 hours.
You know, that's part of the reason why I haven't watched that movie. Someone gave it to me, and they were like, here, watch it. And I'm like, no, not really, because I could do something better with, like, 4 hours of my life. You know, but they're like, but you're such a hypocrite because you watched the, like, extended Lord of the Rings trilogy. And I'm like, it's like a rite of passage for a fucking nerd. Like, you have to do that, man.
Dude, I don't give a shit about King Kong, man. Lord of the Rings is fucking where it's at, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it was where it was at until it got commercialized.
This is true.
When did it get commercialized?
Okay. So, King, now this is the funny part, is the BBC here sets off as King Kong director. It's his claim to fame, not Lord of the Rings. King Kong director Peter Jackson has agreed a deal with Microsoft to create what he describes as a new form of interactive entertainment. Quoted, he said, "I'm getting a little bored with films." So the Oscar-winning filmmaker said he's going to create a series based on the Halo video game franchise.
El Diablo.
The series will play on Xbox 360 console and Xbox Live.
You know...
Getting a little bored with filmmaking? Why don't you make the fucking Hobbit and then take, like, your $700 million and go cry in a corner somewhere? Alright? Because nobody gives a fuck. Just make the Hobbit. Shut the fuck up.
I think you can make the Hobbit. There's a right
issue. A little background info on that. I did watch the coverage of X06 out, and I believe it was Barcelona, Spain this year.
What's X06?
It's an Xbox convention that Microsoft throws on in Europe.
Watch all this gay stuff.
Dude, it's not really gay, though. So,
you like Jay Allard?
Fuck Jay Allard. Yeah, the standalone HD DVD player for two bills. That's
what plugs in?
Yeah, it plugs into one of USB ports.
I'm bald.
At least I think so. It's just gay.
That's gay.
Anyway.
I have an earring.
basically, you know, actually Peter Jackson has a studio now that's working with a part of either Bungie is working with them or Microsoft Game Studios is collaborating with them to produce these Halo games that he's going to be making. Interestingly enough, Halo is being converted into an RTS now for the
that's another joke.
For the console for 360, which I don't know about you, but yeah, FPS on consoles really don't work. We've gone over this before.
And the only thing that works less than an FPS is an RTS.
It's an RTS, and it's a Halo
that's
RTS
true.
Entitled Halo Wars, which I believe is a prequel to the Halo games.
According to my calculations, RTS just don't work on consoles.
Right, they definitely don't.
How many hours of playtime did you put in to come up with that?
You're going to have to ask Epona.
Epona.
I just got that horse.
Oh, you just got Epona, man?
Yeah, it's great.
The game, like, becomes fun after you get Epona.
I'm in that stupid ice temple, though. Or the underwater one where I gotta wear those boots to get
into.
Yeah,
the underwater one is...
That's the nightmare one you were telling me about?
Yeah, that's the one I was telling you about. The one that still gives me nightmares to this day. We're talking about the Orc Arena time, for people who don't know. Big City's been embarking on the epic N64 quest that is the Orc Arena of time. And I told him before that the water temple is probably one of the, you know, classic...
It's classified.
It's classified temples ever. I was stuck in the water dungeon for 3 days. If you've never played it, if you have played it, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, then go play the fucking game and then see, like, real level design and something that would make your fucking brain bleed.
It is my goal this winter to play my Zelda GameCube limited edition disc with all the games on it, on my new Wii.
Yeah, except you won't be playing Link's Awakening on that, because that's not on the disc. Yeah.
Or Link to the Past, that's not on the disc.
But to play through the games that are on there.
That's right. A noble goal.
And do it on my Orange Spice GameCube controller plugged into the Wii. Because I'm not going to want to play those games with the Wii controller.
Right, you're not going to want to shell out money for a cradle in the shape of a GameCube controller.
I was going to get an Orange Spice cell phone, man.
That definitely would have been you.
Oh, it would have been a cool phone.
I mean, you have a yellow one now, right?
Right. But they discontinued the Orange Spice one. So I was left with Gunmetal.
What happened?
It is my favorite. I've got it on reserve, man. I don't break it out for just fucking around.
Everybody needs a controller like that. I've got a controller like that for every system besides the PS2.
For every system I own, I've got a controller like that, too.
I hate the PS2, to be honest with you.
No, I have one for the PS2. The only one I don't have one for GameCube, because it's not my GameCube.
Yeah, here
right.
You
go. So what happened with your cell phones, Matt? Cell phones.
I want to get a new cell phone, and I called up Sprint, my providing cell phone dealer, and they didn't have my account.
Because you had Nextel.
Because I had Nextel, Sprint, whatever you want to call it. And I was talking to them, and I didn't have my account number with me, and they didn't have, I didn't exist in their database. I had no phone number. No phone number, no nothing. They're like, my phone number doesn't exist.
That must have been a refreshing experience.
Oh, yeah, I was like, well, I'm calling.
Your personal information is not in the database somewhere? Wow.
Refund all those checks I've sent you then?
Yeah,
right?
Like,
seriously.
It's like, what have I been paying money for? And, I don't know. They're like, well, we'll find it. So apparently they used my account number, and I don't know what happened, but I think they did find it, because the guy on the phone there, was when they called earlier, they found my account, which was nice.
Yeah.
So I do exist, which is good, because that fucking $80 a month that I've been paying, I'm glad to see that it went someplace.
I can't believe you pay $80 a month.
Not anymore, bitch.
Not anymore.
Why did you?
Well, that was... because I'm a fucking crazy-ass cell phone talker. I live and die by the cell phone.
So no, you don't.
Dude, I talk 1,500 minutes a month.
Holy shit.
Fuck. Yeah, man.
1,500 minutes a month?
Yeah,
thousands. Is that to the G-friend?
That's to the, the old girl.
Oh, and that second part of Metalocalypse that I was showing you, they're in a supermarket. What you said reminded me of, like, they're in a supermarket trying to buy food because their chef is, like, dead. And the fucking Swedish guy goes to this old lady. He's like, yeah, he says his name. And then he's like, what's your name? So her name is like, he's like, guess what? You're a G-bill. That's a grandmother I would like to fuck.
Oh.
But he said it funny because he's like, you are a G-bill.
Oh, G-mill. That's nasty.
That's not cool at all.
But he said G-friend, so it kind of reminded me of it, you know?
I mean, it technically could be like, not that bad. Because if you had like
nice fever,
you know, like they all had like the kids, their daughters when they're all like 18 or something,
or 15 or 14
or 12, fucking 6,
10. Guess what? You are a G-bill. Isn't Jay-Z coming out with a new CD soon?
Yeah, he's retired for like a minute. Fuck Jay-Z.
Okay, Nas.
The AOL pseudo-over web search data release. About fucking time. That whole thing where AOL inadvertently dropped like 650,000 people's search fucking results. They finally got fucking class action lawsuit filed against them. On September 25th in the U.S. District Courts of Northern California. Lawsuit accuses AOL of violating the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, fraudulent and deceptive business practices about fucking its users, among other claims, and seeks at least $5,000 for every person whose search data was exposed.
Sweet. So after lawyers get their cut, they'll get like 25 cents.
Yep. So, that's that. What else do we got? You see this shit about the ATM, dude?
Nah, dude. What's going on with the ATM? What's going on with
Mint? It's a Mint heist right here. So, this dude goes and buys a prepaid ATM card, which, until reading the story, I didn't know fucking existed. Like,
yeah,
prepaid
they, like,
phone
EBT cards?
Something like that. Yeah. So, prepaid ATM card, and, shit, where is it? I forgot the name of the ATM company, but they're like the ones that are in like gas stations and shit, the standalones, like the mini banks.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I hear you.
And basically, he fucking went onto the company's website and bought the fucking user manual for the ATM, which tells you how to walk up to the ATM, punch in a certain set of fucking digits, get to the admin panel, and then just punched in the fucking default password.
How's that for a fucking hack, dude? You go and you buy the manual so that your fucking thing you're trying to attack.
Yeah.
You own it like that. Come on.
And there, that's hacking.
Huh?
It definitely is hacking, man.
Nah, man. That's more like just being smart. And
exactly.
Like,
but that is what hacking is. You know? But, I mean, that's just fucking smart. I mean, this is like the smartest thing I've seen as far as like breaking into something in a long time.
Yeah.
So then he which I don't even know how this is, why this is even possible, but he programs the thing to take a $5 debit for every $20 he takes out. So he's got a prepaid phone card, all right, that he goes and puts in, and he takes $20 out and only deducts $5 off the card. So basically, for every $5 that he puts in, he's getting 15 back, 20 back. So he's making 15 profit.
If that's all going on to his. That's all going on to his phone card?
Prepaid ATM card.
Oh, that's just a prepaid phone card.
Yeah, he definitely did.
I was like, let's just say that's going to be like a lot of minutes or something he's going to have, man, when he's all done.
No, it's like prepaid...
like Germany.
Prepaid phone card, or ATM card.
Yeah, no.
Which I didn't know existed until...
Neither did I.
I read these stories. But yeah, and there's like hundreds...
Why don't you just carry $20 cash, man?
Fucking Tranax Mini Bank 1500 series. So, and there's like an assload of these across the fucking country. So, what are you, a little sweaty behind the ears?
Got some ear sweat going on, man.
Yeah, I got some ear sweat.
I hate that. It's one of my least favorite things.
Cool. Thieves steal $700,000 by hacking ATMs.
That's a lot of money. Did the ATM have one of those little cameras in it?
Sure it did. I mean, could you imagine, dude, how many of these ATMs percentage the people don't change the default password?
Oh, Jesus, man.
Like, most 95% don't fucking change it?
It's probably too small an amount.
It's so fucking stupid.
You know, I saw something as I was searching briefly, but...
What the fuck am I talking about?
I think last year, how much was lost to fraud as far as, like, consumer index goes?
Yeah.
Like, a couple billion and change, man.
Those numbers are so, like... This, how do you come up with that number? Like, who sat down?
Like, I just sat down right now. I was like, how much do you lose a fraud? A couple billion and change?
Yeah.
I could sit on the feed.
I just don't understand how they come up with those numbers. You're just totally lost over there, aren't you?
Yeah, you look like a... You know, you look like you're lost.
Is this Soundgarden?
No, dude, it's STP.
Stone Temple Pilots.
God, I always do that.
That was
I never
hateful,
fail. I can never get this dude
it's
right.
It's like calling Metallica Megadeth.
No, but I can never get Stone Temple Pilots right. I'm always like, ugh.
Really?
Is it Soundgarden? And it's like, no, this is Stone Temple Pilots. Fuck! It's
you like had like five songs jelly. On your CD.
I've got like three, four that are CDs.
We should definitely get Green Jelly from going you at up least. In this, man. Three Little Pigs? Come on.
I wish I had My Name is Mud.
Dude, I got the Primus CD. Why didn't you say it?
Sweet. I got a Primus CD.
When it gets ripped
sucks.
And it gets mixed in, it'll be good to go.
Fuck.
Dude, what? You like Primus, Mal Spector?
Yeah, I like Primus, man. That was the first CD
I like My Name is Mud.
You hate Primus?
I hate Primus.
Are you just saying like everything opposite of what I say, man?
No, I bought one of their CDs a long time ago. It's like Pork Soda, and it fucking sucked.
Oh, fuck you, man. That's a classic CD.
You're classically fucked. Now I was saying something opposite of you. Well, it was sort of opposite in an antinomic way.
Ah, dude, Pork Soda, Undertow. Those are the first two CDs that I owned.
Hey, what was that dude with the great grammar's name? The doctor. Doctor from the earlier show with the email, the great grammar boy.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff.
Oh. All right. I thought it's a earlier show. I was thinking back.
Hey, yeah, I didn't know what was going on there.
Hey, yeah, never mind. The joke's past this point.
I was,
now that
I was too busy listening to fucking Soundgarden here.
Yeah, dude, he's rocking out to some Soundgarden.
What CD is this from, anyway? This is one of their later
purple.
CDs?
Dude, this
purple?
Is that CD
really?
That...
Second disc, yeah.
It's off the one where it came off, you know, Follow Me Into the Desert. It's off that album.
Whatever happened to Temple of Dog, anyway, besides the fact that the band members probably died of all these?
It's just one, it was just one thing, man. They get together and just made one album.
Does that like own that CD? Or is that like a mythic thing?
No, I had it.
Like, I remember people talking about it back in the day, like Temple of Dog.
I
was
had
like,
it
what
for
is
a while.
It?
It's like I had like 300 more CDs than I have now.
And they said it was like some massive collaboration project. And
it was
so,
just Seattle. Guys.
And it sounded, and the way they talked about it, it's like a perfect circle before a perfect circle actually exists.
Yes.
Yeah, or like Audioslave. It was better.
Yeah, except Audioslave.
It was better.
Better.
A couple of guys from Pearl Jam, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, a couple other fucking dudes hanging around Seattle, fucking getting stoned, and you know they just made some fucking. They made the album wasn't all that great. It's
dude,
just
what
that
are the guy from Stone Temple Pilots?
Huh? Weiland?
Yeah, is he hanging out with Guns N' Roses now?
Pilots? Never mind.
Yeah.
Joke's old. Where's Jeff?
That's it's
Where's Jeff.
Jeff.
Has anyone even listened to Velvet Revolver?
I don't.
I know a friend that has a CD of theirs. He listened to
it
once.
You can only play
it
in like registered CD players, right? Isn't that the way it is?
Oh, that's why I didn't buy it, yeah.
Really? That's the truth?
Seriously, it's fucking DRM.
Registered CD player.
I'm not sure if it's registered CD player, but it's got digital rights management.
Yeah, you can't rip it to an iPod or something.
Yeah, but dude, how do I have a registered CD player?
He made that up.
I did.
He's lying.
It's like, I gotta fill up the warranty card just so I can listen to a CD I got?
You know, I've been told that I'm a very good liar.
Well
you are, yeah.
You're a genius.
Yeah, something like that.
As you were saying before.
I'm not really a genius, though.
I know, you know, I was taking that out of context.
That's the wrong context, because now people be like, oh, he's self-aggrandizing. I hate radio now.
Dude, we got two people calling saying that we're not self-aggrandizing people.
I know, we're not very humble, actually. I think we all think a lot about ourselves in our own way.
All I know is I'm better than both of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
not by a long shot.
My penis is probably bigger than you. Huh? I said my penis is bigger than yours.
Statistically, but... I don't think so.
Does that come with a standard deviation?
Statistically? What's the, how'd you come
made
with
you
that?
Made you think for a second.
A penis made you think
I can't hit curveballs. This is true. I cannot hit curveballs.
Plus or minus 0.5 inches.
Yeah, the standard
size,
deviation of
the variance,
you know, penis projections would
of 0.25.
So, for all you foam freaks out there, British Telecom puts old foam books online. So, British Telecom basically put up all their foam books and all that records from 1880 to 1984. So you can at one point look up Bram Stoker and Houdini, who could be found under Handcuff King. They hooked up with Ancestry.co.uk, which hosts the phone books. So check it out when you've got nothing better to do.
Dude, Handcuff King?
It said they listed job titles and you put Handcuff King in there.
So what, who was Bram Stoker then? Like, what's he under?
He's under fucking Dracula.
Bad movie.
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
That was an awful movie.
You guys seen this Tor Park shit?
No.
No, I haven't tried it yet, but,
hang on. This is for the poor part shit.
Yeah, music is definitely overpowering music.
It's awesome. It's noise in my head. Noise in my head. Thank you for that, Big City.
Alright, that was for the tour. Let's hear it, because this computer has tour this week.
No, this is Tor Park.
Oh,
Tor Park.
Man, I take it back then.
But, I don't know, anyway.
Yes?
Hacktivismo, I think is how you, say it. And we saw these guys at, Hope. These are the dirtbag guys. Dirtbag guys that didn't fucking shower.
Oh,
stuck
Jesus.
Like shit.
You know, here we are at fucking Hope. And we're sitting down for this fucking conference, and all of a sudden, Mr. White's nudging me. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Hey, don't touch me.
Yeah, basically. And then Mr. White, I'm looking at him, and he's just turning this sickly green. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, he got up, and he's like, dude, that dude smells. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. He does.
Yeah, we were in Black Ratchet's freaking talk, and basically left 10 minutes in. Because I couldn't stand the smell of this fucking dude. But anyway, and then I see him with fucking the dude from the Cult of the Dead Cow and shit, which is Hacktivismo guys or part of the Cult of the Dead Cow or whatever. They're all
Cult
having
the dead
they're
cow.
All having like gay sex with each other. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh great, now
they're gonna be
Cult
out
of the Dead Cow guys are gonna come and like chop your balls off.
Cult of the Dead bovine gay sex lovers.
Is this evil?
I don't even know what the fuck Cult of the Dead Cow is. Unless it's that crazy fucking group from that hacker video you guys made me watch.
Who's Patchin' Llama?
Jeff, in disguise.
In this press release, there's something about... The Patchin' Llama is often referred to as the world's youngest political prisoner. In May of 1995, agents of the Chinese government kidnapped a 6-year-old Patchin' Llama and his parents. They have not been seen or heard from since, despite repeated calls from the United Nations and international human rights organizations. Awesome. Chinese officials claim that the Patchin' Llama is being held in protective custody. 6 months after abduction, China installed its hand-picked version of the Patchin' Llama. The boy is forced to act a mouthpiece for Chinese policy in Tibet and is referred to as the fake Tibetans. So anyway, Hacktivismo releases Tor Park, which is an anonymous portable web browser. It can run off of a USB stick. It scrubs all the tracks from the host and the browsers. It's based off of Firefox. Requires no installation, no configuration, anything like that. It's fully anonymous. And it does use Tor.
So it's kind of like that browser shit, only it doesn't suck.
Yeah, it only doesn't suck. So, I don't know, I gotta check this out, and hopefully it's fucking sweet.
Guys.
And good luck to Patchin' Llama there.
I've got something important to tell you.
What's up, dude?
I am a suppressed Tibetan prisoner.
So you've been incognito this whole time, huh? How'd you escape from the Chinese secret police?
I turned my bag of holding inside out and walked through the dungeon walls.
Oh, dude. You know, have you ever experienced someone actually, like, says that shit, man? Like, turn my bag of holding inside out.
Walk
like,
through the dungeon walls?
Yeah, man. That's I fucking hate people who say that.
Sometimes I refer to D&D speak. No, actually, though, I'm known as the City Llama, which is my Tibetan name.
All the segues were called over a software glitch. That's old news now.
How many people actually own Segways?
Jeff.
Security breach hits the online world. Second Life, 650,000. Didn't we talk about that?
We did talk about that. All
right. Why the fuck do I still have that?
Oh, God. Stop.
I want to play. It's a good fucking song.
Okay, fucking...
Did you see Apple's video device they made?
Dude, I don't
come
give
out?
A fuck
it's on Apple
about
commercial
Apple.
On
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, they plug it into your TV and it's gayness. Microsoft Zune out for Christmas. This
why,
is the whole.
Why are you rushing, man?
Big
we have, like,
I know, like,
hubbub.
You're a fucking speaker.
It's the music, man. It makes me want to fucking just go, dude.
Yeah,
I got this
so
whole
slow
stuff
down.
To
come on, hear about.
I'm sweating. Just think about you doing
I am
work.
Sweating. This chair. This chair is like the creation of sweat.
Okay, you know what? Next time I'm going to sit
here. No, I like it.
I can't stop.
I like sweating.
All you
your mother.
Fucking really couldn't.
I'm so fast.
Slow it down, dude.
Yes, seriously.
Seriously, like, you're speeding up, but I feel like I'm like compelled to put more and more things into the sound.
I'm definitely getting nervous.
I mean, we've been talking for more than 20 minutes. I feel like we're running like 3 hours over.
Guys,
the show intro.
Guys, we got 5 minutes left before commercial break. We gotta cram all this stuff in. Let's go. The end credits are coming.
I need another Mountain Dew. Hey, do you think next week maybe we can get some like intravenous lines of Mountain Dew so we don't have to get up during the show?
Yeah, I'll set that up for 2 weeks from now.
Awesome.
We don't tape show weekly. I thought after like a year and a half we figured that out by now.
In 2 weeks I'm going to
what song's this?
Ecstasy of Gold.
No.
Oh, what is it then?
Krieg Hall of the Mountain King?
It's Ecstasy of Gold, dude.
Who sings this song? Stone Temple Pilots?
It's Metallica.
Like, I was just waiting for you to just realize you fucked up.
Is this Soundgarden?
It's Soundgarden.
This is Megadeth, I'm sorry.
It's Megadeth. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the Mountain Dew, sir.
Donate like a kill tip? To the Megadeth Foundation. It's always a bigger commitment than you think it is. That's Asking Ninja. I've subjected these guys to that before, because I think it's hilarious.
So this Zune player Microsoft's coming out with to directly rival the fucking iPod. The thing looks bad. It's so much bigger. It does have wireless connectivity, but the only thing it allows you to do is see nearby Zunes and exchanged DRM songs.
Oh, well, that just tickled my nutsack.
You
I'm
can't
so
connect to the internet.
That.
You can't sync wirelessly. You can't do anything. What do you
why
got going
be,
on over there?
Why would it be, hold on a second. Why would that strike anyone as being good?
It's the same price as, like, an iPod, but it's, like, 3 times the fucking size. So, I don't understand. Digital music entertainment revolution is just beginning, said Jay Aller.
Oh, fuck Jay Aller.
Dude, that song ended?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, for real, real.
I gotta take
that
off the
going.
List.
Dude, can you give me that song?
Ecstasy of Gold?
What?
Ecstasy of Gold, or this?
Yeah, Ecstasy of Gold. I have this. What album was that off of?
S&M.
Ah, the one I never got.
That's the best one, dude.
Yeah, it's the best CD.
I know, I always wanted to get it.
That was the highest.
You should just
go
buy it.
Yeah, you should.
I can't. Because.
You're poor?
I have to buy a Nine Inch Nails CD next.
What?
It's on my list of CDs.
What CD? The newest one?
The one with the spine cord on it.
Oh,
Yeah, the old one.
Yeah, why? The old one. Why do you want that?
Because. I always wanted to have it.
You want me to just give you the songs, dude?
No. I want to fondle the cover package art CD.
Like a CD case?
Shut
I want
up.
To fondle the package like a CD case?
Where's Jeff when you need him? He knows the terms.
Huh. You got the hots for Jeff or something, man? Why do you keep talking about
no,
Jeff?
No, I just find it funny to I find it to be a humorous thing that I keep mentioning this guy Jeff, who had good grammar.
As long as you keep finding it humorous, I guess.
I was gonna do a whole Conan impersonation for that other song from Metallica, Megadeth there.
Do you want me to turn it on? You want to put it on?
No, at this point, the point is far past.
Did you see that?
Go ahead, man, just go.
I'm just going.
Speed up. You got 5 minutes left.
Shut up. No, we don't, because we're not playing end songs, dude. We got a full hour tonight of straight F-Bill goodness, man.
I was checking the scores.
30 hours. The vultures are already circling the inn.
Is that what you were doing? You were just checking out baseball scores?
Yeah, it was.
Honestly,
I wasn't doing anything special. There was a blip about a World War II submarine they might have just found off the coast of Alaska.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, but I was checking the scores, so I didn't look at the story. So, yeah.
What site was that on?
MSN.
Oh, God, dude. Why do you go to MSN?
Because it's the fucking start page, man.
So why don't you change it?
Why don't you...
You don't know how? It's okay if you don't know how.
I don't know how. This is true. Right there. And for those of you who are interested, Minnesota did lose to Oakland today. Fuck Johan Santana.
And for those of you who are interested, it is like episode 33.
It's episode 33, and today is October 3rd.
This is F-Bill Radio coming at you live from the direct backbeats of the mean streets. Whatever.
Object off Alaska Coast, maybe WW2 sub.
You can download the show
at 5,000 miles off the coast of Massachusetts. Near Alaska. You'll find that sentence in there. Like, that's
no, the does it say it?
Yeah, it does.
The USS Grunion, which sank nearly 5,000 miles west of Massachusetts near the obscure islands at the tip of Alaska's chain.
And Alaska's Fox Archipelago.
What the fuck did you just say?
5,000 miles off the coast of Massachusetts.
5,000 miles west of the coast of Massachusetts. This is where a sub sank.
This is awesome. Jeanette J. Lee, Associated Press reporter. So we get a little, clap for Jeanette Lee there.
That's why I wasn't interested in the quality of the article.
I think 5,000 miles west of Massachusetts puts you into the Pacific.
Yeah, which is the point she was trying to make.
Is that what she was trying to say?
Yeah, like she could have said just off the coast of this obscure Aleutian island, but no, she chose to throw that factoid in there.
I think that's awesome.
Exactly. 25,000 miles north of where we are right now, there is a fucking space object floating around. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. This doesn't need to be in there.
I thought it was kind of a clever thing to put in there. I'm just like a road sign that says, like,
I bet Jeff would disagree with you, man.
Dude, you know what, Jeff? Maybe he's had enough face time on the show today.
Underwater. Sonar images of a black Mandingo phallic-shaped device against the background of grainy monochrome. Safety stored two computer hard drives at Bruce's home in Newington, Mass. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Which turned out to be nothing more than a French Citroen buried beneath the sea with cinder blocks full of concrete in the backseat. Damn it!
I totally want to go watch The Matrix now.
Yeah. This is like the great end song to that.
You know, the thing that sucks about the Matrix DVD is that it comes in a gay cardboard case. It doesn't come in a regular, plastic.
I hate when they do that.
No, I hate that.
The,
Sorry, so, man. Sorry, we're not found.
Oh, fuck. Suck so bad.
Dude, just jump to the next song. My brain's gonna explode.
Just deal with it.
I can't
just let it happen, man.
I can deal with the
paleontologists find fossilized dinosaur bones sometimes.
Did you know that Tyrannosaurus rex, their testicles were approximately the size of pumpkins?
Oh my god.
Some pumpkins are bigger than others.
Some factoids to stay with you, man. I read
holy
that
cow,
like
is this like random couch, Metallica night?
Apparently it is. It's a single
I've got
Metallica
like,
CD that you own.
I've got like three Metallica songs in here, and they've all been played.
Actually, guys, you guys didn't get this email. He sent it to me, but Lars said he was going to be listening in tonight. And,
Lars can...
Well, you know what? We're just going to lock ourselves in this room, and we're going to play Metallica all night long until he calls. Explain why he's, like, you know...
What's the phone number?
So bad. What is the phone number, Mr. White?
We don't have a phone anymore.
8-100-4006.
Do we really not have a phone anymore?
Do you check it?
I don't know.
Do you check it?
Check what?
I don't even know what the fucking number is, dude.
Okay. Like, nobody checks it. So it's like,
yeah, but no one leaves us feedback. But Lars is going to be calling.
Lars knows the number, and Jeff knows the number.
Yeah, seriously.
So, I think right there we've got a team, a winning combo. Who's the dude, the lead singer from Metallica?
James.
James, that's right. That guy is cool.
It's a great riff, man.
This is off of S&M, by the way.
I'm getting that CD.
Hear how the symphony in the back just... That's
yeah,
awesome. Not to mention, all these songs in the 80s when they recorded sounded like ass. And the fact that, you know, they did it, you know, up sound, it sounds
like,
so much better.
Like, even the versions of these songs on Live Shit, Binge, and Purge is so much better than the shit recording. Even though the Binge and Purge recording sucks.
But, yeah, and this stuff is so much better. Like, when we went and saw them in, like, 96 or whatever, it was just sounded
Dude,
so much awesome.
In 2000, it was amazing, man. It was shortly before the band got all gay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. They were already.
They had to go to like divorce counseling and stuff.
Yeah.
So paleontologists found a, you know, T Rex in Montana. So they've been digging this bitch up for like fucking months, right?
Right.
So the thigh bone is so fucking huge that they had to break it in two and to fit it into a transport
they found
helicopter.
Soft tissue in there.
They found soft tissue
that's
in there.
Fucking, that's awesome.
As far as cool.
Yeah, that is. I bet it smelled.
Jurassic Park.
Well, seriously, think about it, man.
It probably smelled.
For like
yeah.
100 million years, man.
Yeah, it probably smelled.
Dude, if it was so soft, it probably wasn't rotting, so it probably didn't smell that bad.
Blood vessels, bone cells, and perhaps even blood cells are still there. It's doubtful if there's going to be DNA, but it's still something.
But you hear about that shit from time to time. That is pretty fucking mad.
Well,
yeah, cool.
You know, the cool part is, like, nobody thought that, you know, tissue can last 70 million years. Yeah. Now, there's all these huge dinosaur bones everywhere that nobody breaks because nobody thought tissue could last 70 million years.
I smell
years.
Shenanigans. Let's go to all the natural histories and start busting open fucking...
You're Thomas, on, man. I'm with you.
Speaking of shenanigans, I had something else here that I'm not finding.
Shenanigans.
You got like 85 fucking news articles in there. You
know,
organize that shit. Though.
Whatever news,
different,
boy.
Different folders for each story.
Dude, you got
so
anything
organized.
To talk about?
Yeah, I do.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
A bear got into a boat in Ontario with some dude... And he jumped out of the boat, and the bear fucking took it on their joyride on the St. Lawrence.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Dude, that was a news article I sent to Mr. White, and he totally fucking didn't even do shit with it.
Asshole.
That's the first story you submitted in like 7 months.
I don't give a shit. You said submit stuff, so I submitted stuff, and you didn't do it. And it was a good story about a bear that drove a speedboat.
Well, you just told
up
it, man.
St. Lawrence.
Did he really drive
you could tell
the
stories
boat,
too, man.
Dude, the bear was fucking powering the throttle like Jeff, man. I mean,
dude,
seriously.
Where's the YouTube video of that? Just put a little hat on its head and fucking let it go.
With an iPod.
With an iPod.
Broadcast yourself.
Fucking YouTube. Holy shit.
Yeah,
me
YouTube. Too. Yeah, the internet has become even worse than it was 5 years ago.
I just want a free Nova Ireland.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I'll take YouTube over GeoCities any day.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about the evolution of the net since then. Free porn is easier to find than ever.
This
you know,
is true.
You know, I miss the days of when you could go to one, like, directory page and just sit through the link farms, collecting up various viruses and all that other shit. You know what I mean? It's too easy now. Instant gratification is desensitized. You don't have to
finally,
work for it.
Chill song.
You just couldn't handle it, could you?
Yeah, you were getting fucking pumped up over there. Like, you were really gonna fucking punch the monitor or something.
Yeah.
Does metal pump you once. Up?
I'll crack it again. I killed you once. I'll kill you again.
Ninja?
That's what I think of you.
You guys didn't hear that because you didn't go on the fucking mic.
What?
I farted right there.
I heard it, but I didn't say anything because I thought it was this guy.
Dude, I've been farting for like the last 45 minutes.
Dude, you got the hot ass seat.
It's because of the place where you've been fucking eating that too beforehand.
Oh, dude, fucking awesome wings, man. Best wings around. So in two weeks, the next night after we record a show, next time, something like that.
Whatever you want to call this pile of slop sound that you hear.
I'm going...
Pile of slop sound. That is the fucking episode title.
Slop sound.
I'm traveling. I will be traveling.
Where are you going to?
In a midnight flight.
To where?
To the home of Satan himself.
New Jersey? What? I thought that was the home of Satan.
No, that is the asshole of the United States.
Well, according to Futurama, that also is where Satan resides. Robot Satan.
Is it?
Yeah.
In New Jersey? That would make sense.
Do we have any listeners from New Jersey?
I don't think we have any listeners in general. Except for the three that wrote us letters.
Dude, we're still averaging the Remper. Same downloads.
Who's Remper, Jeff, and who's the other cat?
He didn't put his name.
His name is Chris, I think.
Oh, that was the freaker.
He didn't sign it. He just, but that was what was on his email.
Remper, then. Jeff, and Chris, you three have been chosen by Goro to come into a battle in real arena.
Yeah, with Kentaro and Shiva and Shao Kahn.
Prepare.
So you're traveling next week into
to the asshole
fiery pits of hell.
No, to the home of Satan.
Home of Satan.
Same difference.
Or Satan's minion.
Number one man. Next time.
Demonic consultation.
Yeah, right hand man. Seattle, Washington.
You're going to Seattle?
Yep.
Why is that Satan's home? It's,
you know,
that's similar to wearing a dress, Billy Boy. Isn't it?
Jay Allard, Steve Jobs. Not Steve Jobs.
Why are you going to Seattle and we're not?
I know.
You guys could probably go if you wanted to. I mean, I'm not stopping you.
What's Seattle have that, other than Jay Allard and his bald cranium?
Fuck Jay Allard.
This area doesn't have.
I don't know. Just going to go hang out with some people. I'm going to check out...
What are you going to hang out with out in Seattle? There's some people, dude,
man. You don't know people. You don't know a damn person.
Yeah,
there.
I know some people, man.
No, nobody likes you.
I'm going to go to that the rock and roll thing that's out there.
Well, make sure you take Paul pictures Allen. With on your fucking photo camera that also makes phone calls. And put up to your Moblog and update your MySpace and all that other shit so we can keep it track. That's myspace.com/Mr. White.
I don't think so. Fuck that shit. Have you been on MySpace anytime, Big City?
Oh, yeah. I keep leaving comments.
Oh, do you?
Dude, what is the password to MySpace?
I'm not telling you.
Fuck. Yeah, say it. Say it for a few of our listeners.
It's P.
It's
I'll say it in I'll say it in 1 second.
Same as it ever was. It's the same as it ever was.
Put your images up on
Flickr. The password just hasn't changed. It's the
same as it ever was.
What the fuck? This is FBL Radio.
The same as it ever was.
Yeah, so I'm going out to Washington. I'm going to check out Paul Allen's rock and roll deal because that's going to be sweet. Other than that, I'm at the whim of my girlfriend to drag me around for 4 days.
Just wear protection, okay? You don't know what you're going to catch in those computer labs.
And you don't know, like, how the rain is going to be out in Seattle, man. Does it rain in Seattle?
Yeah.
Are you going to make a pilgrimage to the first Starbucks there was?
Maybe if I could urinate on it.
Dude, if you urinate in the Starbucks, you should get that on YouTube.
Yeah, sniffing in there, man. Yeah, dude, seriously. You should go on there.
I would
kick
be famous for like 45
window.
Seconds.
Hey, that's enough exposure for us.
I thought you guys said U2 before, not YouTube.
No, it took YouTube.
Me like, so I was like thinking Bono
if
the whole time.
If you took a brick and you were screaming, and you had the mask on, dude, and you threw it through that fucking window of Starbucks, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. I'm definitely not going to do that.
You're a crazy, like, terrorist.
I can't afford bail.
That's so?
What if I went through airport security with that mask on? Do you think they flag me?
God damn it!
I mean, is it illegal to wear that? It can't be. Like, it can't be illegal to get on a plane wearing it.
I guess I'm doing that too. I can fucking.
If I wasn't with my girlfriend,
walk up
I would
and hand the fucking
consider
tickets up. Yeah. It's normal.
Yeah, if I wasn't with the girlfriend, I would consider it. But that would be awesome, just to go through the airport wearing it. Because they can't be like, you can't wear that, sir.
Like,
you
know why I mean? Not?
I'll probably get fucking cavity searched for it, but, actually, you know, it'd be worth it. Sitting on a plane wear it. People are probably just, like, thinking about holding on to their spork because they might have to knife me because I'm a terrorist. People would wig out, dude.
If you wanted to do McDonald's with that on, you'd be fucking, they'd give you money. Like, seriously. Like, if you walk into, like, a convenience store with that mask on, they'd give you money. They'd be like, here, just take it. Here's all the smokes, too. Just go.
It's a little sale going on.
That would be sweet if you didn't actually have to rob anything. Like, you go in,
yeah,
like,
start
you grab a packet of gum, put it on a counter, and take out a $10 bill. They're like, no, and it just hands you money. They're like, just go, and you're like, okay. You didn't say anything. Would that be illegal?
Yeah.
That's something we're going
to
find out in episode 34.
One, without a doubt.
If you just went in wearing that mask that I got the picture of
dude,
on the website.
Dude, what if I went in Boba Fett helmet?
Yeah, what if you went in a Boba Fett helmet?
Trouble, dude.
No, you're not.
Yeah, man, I've driven with a mask on.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to drive with a mask on.
Why?
I used to drive with an alien mask on and, like, scare with people as I pulled up next to them.
There used to be a pig mask that went around.
Yeah,
people
remember
used to
that
wear
mask? That was creepy, that mask.
That mask was creepy. You just freaked somebody
heard
out.
About the pig mask.
So it was a half mask.
It didn't even look quite like a pig. It was fucking weird.
And eyes. So you, like, were there, and you, like, you saw the mouse in the mouth, and it looked normal, and then, like, all of a sudden there'd be pig snout. It was, like, out of the Twilight Zone.
And then, yeah, it was weird. So you'd be sitting at a stoplight, and just be, like, fucking staring somebody down in the car next to you. And they would finally, like, look over and just see you there and fucking shit themselves. Every time it was hysterical. For years, we did this driving around fucking stoned.
I never had that experience.
Ah, it's great.
Apparently you guys didn't drive around my part of the town.
Maybe if you weren't too busy going to Megadeth concerts all the time.
Oh, dude, Megadeth, they're great.
And, dude,
according
even
to the Megadeth expert. Because they just, you know, they play their guitars and they do stuff.
Megadeth
they only have all pyrotechnics and all
Megadeth
that.
Megadeth should have never been famous.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That show that was on that new show you showed me today off of YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on Cartoon Network. It looks pretty sweet. Metalpocalypse or whatever.
Metalocalypse. Something like that. Following the exploits of the greatest metal band in the world, Death Clock.
That shit was fucking hilarious.
Death Clock?
Death Clock. Okay. Got my arm tore out, beat the devil with it. Death Clock rule!
So. Alright, that's it. Ready to wrap it up?
I am all set.
You can
set.
Just say bye and that's it.
Yeah, peace.
Really?
That's how. Dude, you can do anything you want right now.
Yeah, later.
FPLRadio.com. Fucking later.